Good to go. Ken, ready?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, I'm trying to figure out where this one's at.
You can get here before the heat comes. Good morning, everyone. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the planning manager for the city and the chair for this meeting. Welcome to the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. If we can, today is July the 6th. It's 10 o'clock. We can go around for introductions, please. Gary, if you can start for us.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Casey Chaco, Land Development.
Hernando Cotanco, Public Works Traffic Engineering.
Robert Swoboda, Public Works Design Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department and Sewer.
Robert Castro, Water Department, Environmental Control.
Chantal Power, Associate Planner with the Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Assistant Planner with the Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. So we apologize, we're new quarters here, so we'll have to try to figure out here. But first item number one, the applicant, if you wouldn't mind joining us at the end of the table here for 1629.
Yes.
Vernon, welcome. You can pass the gray blue bond, please. Approve the table.
You're Kathy from DERC?
Okay. First item is development permit type D 1620. It's a request to allow the development establishment operation of a single-story retail building that contains approximately 4,940 square feet, along with the required improvements. Site is located at 1629 Mount Vernon Avenue, and it is zoned commercial general. And our recommendation today is for the approval of the project. And so we'll go around the table so you can get your comments and conditions, and then we can kind of go from there. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
So we received the prelim, the WQMP for this project, and it was reviewed, and just a minor comment that need to be incorporated into the final. The comment was sent to the engineer, and one comment I want to make is the proposed east-west drive aisle. It seemed like there's an existing parking to the east, so you probably need to relocate that existing parking space. And also need to provide reciprocal access. The one that you provide doesn't seem to include those area. And that's, other than that, it's just a standard comment.
Yeah, copy. Hernando?
No traffic study is required.
Okay. Robert, anything else from Public Works?
Currently you have two driveways that are going to be closing off and putting in the sidewalk on this project, and you're going to be using the reciprocal through, or the entry through the other parking lot for the reciprocal. The only two other things that we have on there is the existing street light. We're going to change that out from a standard street light to a LED street light. Just the head needs to be changed out. Is there, and since this is a new building, we're going to be asking you to put in the 66 pavers. It's in the conditions along with several other things. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to give us a call.
Ted, anything for us?
Oh, I'm sorry. It would just be a normal process, standard procedure for applying for a new water service. And I'm not sure if there was ever an existing structure there in the past, but it would be the same process for a sewer connection as well. So it's just an application, and both those are available online on our website.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you. Robert, anything else for us?
Just standard environmental control plan check procedures. Industrial user permit application form needs to be completed and submitted to us. Any documents or forms that we require need to be submitted to environmental control.
Melina, any reports?
I'm okay.
Gracie?
So the proposed location for the trash enclosure, it looks acceptable. The only question I had was coming out of the parking area there, making sure we can make the the truck can make the turn.
Yeah, wide enough.
That it's wide enough to come out to come out the other side, because it's one way, is that right? Or two way?
Shows two way.
Shows two way.
Two way, okay. That's for the applicant. Are you taking Mary's comments or giving them to Melina?
Okay.
So that was, the only concern there is that the truck's gonna be able to make the turn out of the parking lot, because they're gonna come one direction and exit another, obviously. You'll be constructing a modified standard plan 508, which I gave you. Refuse enclosure, which is an 8x15 enclosure, and you'll work with the building division to modify the enclosure if it's needed for ADA access. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah, can you report?
The only concern I had was with, like, Gracie, if you, to make that turn, could you provide us a fire department radius, turning radius schedule? Can you show us how we're gonna make that turn, provide it to Gracie and myself? And then that was, everything else is just standard requirements for us.
Thank you.
No standard comments, just wait your plan checks middle, that's all.
Thank you. Do you have any questions, any of the committee members?
No questions.
No questions? With that, our recommendation is that we adopt resolution 2017-042, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D-1620. May I entertain a motion, please?
Set in motion.
Second.
A motion is second, unless there's any opposition. Congratulations, we'll see you in plan check.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Bobby, your day in court.
This is intimidating.
Only because, only because Natalie has a bulldog badge.
That's right, I brought my muscle. Careful with your questions.
Chantal, will you kindly introduce item number two for us?
Item number two is development permit type D-17-01, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer parking facility, along with the required on and off-site improvements on a vacant lot comprised of four parcels containing approximately 6.3 acres, located at 2010 West Foothill Boulevard within the commercial heavy, CH zone. An initial study and mitigated negative declaration were prepared and reviewed for the project, and our recommendation today is for approval.
And we resolved the issues with Caltrans and the entrance and so forth?
For the most part, we're still answering some of their questions that they have, but I believe that if Caltrans has any additional requirements, it may just be restricting movement in and out of the site.
Okay. Anything else to add, Chantal?
That's it right now. Everything else has been addressed.
Okay. So. Gary, start us off, please.
Just had two comments before CHI starts. Emphasize Caltrans coordination, obviously, and also how you plan to address the sewer. Maybe we want to have Ted weigh in on that one as well.
Thank you. CHI?
So the prelim WQMP was submitted, but it was, the site plan was modified. So with that new basin, it have to be designed to be treated for the required DCV.
Right.
And that could be addressed in the final plan check. Also, the sewer, like Gary was saying, I believe the existing sewer ended prior to the bridge to the east and also the one from the west, so it's gonna be just something that you need to address for water department.
Thank you. Fernando?
Since this is under Caltrans jurisdictions, we will just go with their comments and recommendations.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
The improvements on there, the curb and gutter seems to be in a decent location, which we're not asking for that. The existing right-of-way seems to be at the 50-foot, what we're looking for a street of that nature. We will be asking for both sidewalks, street lights, the underground end of the power poles. The 66 pavers that we have, we'd like to have those in there. However, since you have such a large project, we may need to speak with you to maybe reduce the amount of every 25 feet to maybe every 50 feet. We've done that with some of the others. So that's a lot less that you have to put in. And then the asphalt being repaired. There's certain areas that need to be fully repaired, and other portions will be just a grind and overlay. The conditions are set up on this set right here, but you're more than welcome to give us a call if you have any questions on it.
Got it. So on the so this is Caltrans right away right now, and some of the things we can do, I think we talked about before, like the sidewalk, I don't think we have a problem doing the sidewalk. Street lights, I've got existing poles with street lights hanging on them already, so I think I'm exempt from undergrounding that.
Except for that this is a new parcel being built on, so the requirements of the municipal code states that you have to underground the facilities. So all those power poles will be going underground, which means the street lights will then be coming back up.
I mean, because it was already, it's redevelopment. I mean, there was existing businesses on there for many years.
But you're building brand new and you're not adding to an existing. So it's something we can talk about. We can talk about with the planner.
Yeah, that wouldn't be tough. But everything else, the Route 66 paver, so do I do that with Caltrans on my street improvement plans with Caltrans, and it's just a city?
It's going to be a city requirement. That's something that the council had approved on from going up and down Mount Vernon and also on 5th Street. However, you have such a large development, and we've done this up on Cajon Boulevard, where it was, if you did it at every 25 feet, you're looking at a couple hundreds of them. So in this case, we want to have further apart. Yeah. It's not going to be so much of an issue.
Okay. So that will be, do you have a detail?
Yes, we do have a detail and a standard that goes with them.
Okay. And how many feet are you asking for?
The regular standard is every 25 feet.
That's strange.
That's a lot.
That's crazy. All right.
So we're looking at going further apart. I think the one we had up on Cajon was like every 100 feet.
Yeah.
That's a little more reasonable for a large project that is such as yours.
Do we have an option of stenciling, or we have to be papers?
That's something that we can look at.
I mean, that'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. That's fine.
Can I ask a quick question on the sidewalk here?
Mm-hmm.
You kicked me up on.
Okay.
Talking too much, you know, we looked at the sidewalk a little bit more careful the last time I was out there, and it really ends at the property also.
And the bridge.
And I'm not sure that we, and at the bridge also, and that bike path is also locked up. Mm-hmm. I'm okay to do it dollar-wise, and I'm the dollar guy looking at this, but I'm just curious why we have to put that in there when I don't think we want pedestrian traffic there.
At some point, not only us, but Caltrans is going to be rebuilding several of those bridges to have pedestrian access. If we don't get this done now at the development portion of it, that means either Caltrans or us will have to put in infill that sidewalk. So we're trying to get it as new development comes in. Plus, it's a requirement of the development code and the municipal code. So we get it now, and it may be anywhere from a year to 5 years for Caltrans. In fact, I can almost guarantee it's going to be right within 3 to 4 years they're planning on doing it. But in some cases, it may be a lot longer. But as long as we have it, we can since then build on from there to get to different directions. You're blocked by both channels.
Yeah, we've got and there is no sidewalk beyond this.
Yeah, we looked at that portion, even that driveway, which is not part of your portion of it, for the county flood control. There again, something that we'll have to do, or Caltrans will have to do that. Maybe even county, if county's planning on upgrading some of their stuff also.
So I guess at this point, the biggest thing will be the underground.
Yeah, I mean, the sidewalk is the underground, especially as I get so much north to south and I've got attached wires. I have to move, in my plan, I have to relocate one pole about 43 feet, and I've already talked to Edison and Verizon about doing that. So we'll talk about it. I just, that one's going to be a tough one.
Do you know the size of the
pole? The KV?
Yeah.
They're minor.
They're not terribly big, but there's a lot of stuff. You know, I looked at it, there's about five different carriers on it, too. So, and I do have to move one of them. Okay. On the undergrounding, how are you conditioning it? Is it per?
For the frontage of the parcel.
Can we write on the conditions for the undergrounding that it is, you know, to the satisfaction of the public works or something? I mean, I don't want to put something in the conditions that I have to underground if we come through and say, hey, you don't have to. I mean, what do you think?
Well, that's something we can talk about before they actually get it approved. Are we approving this?
Yeah.
I can read through that as.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Robert.
Good, Robert?
Yeah, that's it.
But I haven't completed the resolution, so if you want to look at the language for that for the next day or something.
Yeah, I'll look at it right now, as I'm going to see.
Ted, anything for us?
Yeah, so as we mentioned, the first time this project came through in Maine, the site is challenged for water. So one of the things I do not recall from it is what are going to be the fire department's requirements. There's only a 6-inch water main that fronts the project right now, Ed.
Right, it's a dead end.
Correct. And so I'm not sure if it's going to require a fire service for this project, but if we did provide one, the largest we could provide is a 6-inch fire service from that existing main. And I'm going to alert you to the fact also that because it is older and undersized, you would probably want to do a fire flow test.
Right.
Have one performed on that main to find out what the actual flow is, because I don't have that data. And it may not be able to provide adequate fire flow for the project. If it doesn't, you will have to do a developer agreement with us to do a main extension and upgrade that main. So a lot of that's going to depend on fire. And then for the sewer, we'd like to see an application from you submitted to us along with a plan for your connection, how you're going to connect.
We're going to septic. We're over 200 feet away from all your lines.
I recall this now. That's right.
This is the first time I think you guys looked at this too.
Yeah. So yeah. If you can send me that info, you have my email.
I do. So what happened a few years ago? You might have looked at this actually a long time ago, because this was going to be a different project, and it was, I think, might have even been approved through DRC. It was going to be on septic. And at that time, I think they even did fire flow. We have all the old reports.
Okay.
And when we get to Sarah, the last site we did, we didn't fire sprinkle the little building.
No.
But we might have a hydrant on site.
Exactly.
But we'll do fire flow. But the plan is septic.
Okay. Well, what I'll have to do is I'll have to look at the submittal that you're proposing and provide comments to you, because I wasn't aware that you were going to do septic.
Yeah, it's so far. We're an island. I mean, I got flood control here, flood control here.
Right.
And it was existing. It was existing businesses, and that's how they did it. They had
the count.
It was septic.
The State Water Resource Control Board is going to allow you to put septic there.
Yeah, because I've got for this site the amount of gallons per day is so small. It's not terribly big.
Okay.
Both the municipal code and the development code refer to the purveyor to have final authority on it, along with authority with the building safety, building official.
Yeah, it's like okay, I don't even think I do water quality control towards your building.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've got.
Sorry.
The pond.
You weigh in there also if it goes to septic.
Yeah, we've already done a perk test and everything, and it works just fine.
Okay. Well, if you can forward those documents to me.
I will.
As of May 1st, the water department took over the sewer collection system.
So typically, I mean, we would go to county environmental health for septic.
For residential only?
Okay,
commercial
for you guys, it will now be
sewer? No, for, it's because it's still within the municipal code, so within development code, they have to follow those rules. Residential is the only one that has an exception for going to septic without having to go through the whole requirements of being connected. So with you being a commercial and industrial area, right, you are required to connect onto it. The only exception is going to be by the purveyor and who they're going to be allowing it, and also the building safety, or sorry, building official.
Okay.
Both have to say yes in order for you to do that. They will then also go to the water board and all that kind of stuff to make sure that's good.
Okay. But do you go to county EHS name, you don't, okay.
No, that would, if that's required, you would have to approach them and find out.
All right, I'll send it to Ted.
Sorry, I know.
I know you're not familiar with that portion of it yet.
Thank you.
I can't get my thing up.
So on the initial study, what, did we contemplate the, what, the sewer, whether it was gonna be sewer connection or whether it was gonna be septic, was that contemplated?
I don't actually recall, honestly, but I believe that it was mentioned in the initial study.
I think it was mentioned.
It's on the plan, it's always been.
Septic.
We're so far away.
Comments.
How far away?
I got the index maps, it's.
No, where I mean again, yeah.
It's over 200 feet in both directions.
The problem is not the distance.
Right.
Especially for commercial and industrial, it's because they have both channels and they're either gonna do a siphon or a pump station.
Right.
In which case then, that's where then where the water providers would have to either include or have to deal with maintenance on that.
And even the water comes up from Fourth Street and it just comes up and does that little dog leg and dead ends.
Correct.
Just for our project property.
We did say in the initial study that there's no septic proposed, but there is a mitigation measure to have a final geotech study prepared to look at soils for soil adequacy for the septic, so I think it'll be okay.
That's fine.
And it was already done.
Right, so you did the perk test.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can, obviously that would be priority one if you could send that to me so I can see that. Thank you. No further comments. Yeah.
We don't get, I mean, when's the last time you did septic?
Not often.
Okay, Robert, what do you got?
Okay, just standard plan check procedures, including permit application. I understand you're going septic, go ahead and list that on here, detail that and submit it to the environmental.
Fine.
Thank you. Gracie?
The easy one.
Do they have enough place to turn around?
I think so.
You're checking.
I don't know, I need to verify.
You guys haven't updated your detail yet? I say it every time.
Funny.
We haven't made a motion yet.
I can get him under control too.
So it's the standard 508, 8x15, work with building if you need to modify for ADA. And it's good.
Sarah?
For us, it's standard requirements, it's normal, we will require an onsite. Hydrant is based on how deep the lot is, so we can work with you and water on the side of the main. The 6-inch would be the minimum that we would require as long as it meets the flow. So, and then standard requirements after that.
So you might want to do some calcs to see that just if you're adding, say, 100 feet to the end of that water main.
So what are you, 1,500 at 20 PSI?
Yeah. It being 200 feet from the property plus another maybe 100 feet in, you're gonna have to look at the flow on that. Now, these were gonna be all empty trailers, we could address that, but I think it's hard to say that they're gonna stay empty. They're gonna have product in there, correct? Most likely.
I have to speak to my tenant on that to give you a proper answer.
If they were empty trailers, we could work with it.
Okay,
but if
I'll
there's
find
product
out.
In there, you would have to put it on site.
Okay,
okay?
I will find out.
There's nothing around it that'll burn. You gotta be channel on this side, or channel on this side. Are you asking us to sprinkle the building?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, they made them put sprinklers in a car wash.
Now, children.
I mean, I'm
not many during. But no, we can work with it. And if you do go empty, then just give me something in a statement, and we can work with that. Okay. That's it for fire.
Thank you. All right, Todd.
All right.
Well, sorry, all up to you.
Quick question on with that. If we have a portion of the property completely segregated and we can give you a declaration on that, if there's any containers for storage, just going how far the hydrant needs to be, would that possibly work?
Possibly if you have a street hydrant fronting the property that meets the distance setback.
I don't
think you do on that
does,
corner. I don't think you do.
It's Caltrans.
we can look at it.
Okay, because that we may be able to do is segregate any loaded containers in a certain area.
It becomes a maintenance issue, you know, that we won't manage that. I mean, something you're going to have to put on the tenant.
If I don't get the fire flow, can I put in a 5,000 gallon tank? I mean, is it possible? I mean, it's sort of tough because I'm an island, and if I'm not creative on some of these things, like septic, it's just going to be what it still is today. So
possibly, yeah, we can talk about that. Let's see what the flow is first, and
because I've got a lot of room. I got 6 acres. I do have room.
Okay.
And so maybe that could be an option.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. We like options.
All right.
I guess, or maybe.
Sure. Maybe options. I don't know. Anyhow, yeah, standard comments for the structure itself and talking with the septic system. It does need to, you know, be reviewed by building. We'll take a look at how your system works.
Okay.
It's correlation with the county. So, you know, your perk test. So it's going to be a dual process, but we can work with you on that one.
Okay.
That's all. I'm
almost afraid if you have anything else to ask, because why is it that your items take the longest time?
You know? I don't know.
The cat before us went a lot faster.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I need to rethink what I'm hiring. Oh,
gosh. Well, it's because we make lemonade out of lemons.
There you go.
That's true. The property has been empty for about 30 years now.
You do have a knack for finding special properties.
We always get difficult ones.
Okay. That's good. Got your niche. Anything to add, Chantal?
Just a little bit, but nothing that needs to be addressed here. If you guys have a few minutes after the meeting.
And can I say, I do have something. I appreciate staff and everything you did on this. It is a difficult, I mean, once we hit that threshold and had to go to CEQA and do that, it's always a pain in the butt. So I appreciate Chantal did a good job.
Thank you.
I appreciate getting us in this meeting.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. With that, our recommendation is to adopt Resolution 2017-044, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D, 1701, based on findings and conditions of approval. I entertain a motion, please.
Second.
You can't vote in.
I was going to say, can we do it with the modifications listed, or should we
see it? Actually, for the underground, it refers to the municipal code, and in the municipal code, it does have the liability of the director or the city engineer.
Oh, okay, great.
So, okay. So it's actually there. It's just not written in the conditions. It's written in the portions. And if need be, as we go through it, we can actually get someone from us to go and write that into it, so whoever does the plan check, they won't come back and say, you have to do this. Then we can actually have
we can that just cite the code section.
So is that a no vote, Robert? Is that what you're saying?
No. Yes.
With that, congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And minor exception 17-04. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a three-story motel containing approximately 34,565 square feet, comprised of 70 guest rooms, and allowing for a 10% reduction in parking stall depth from 19 feet to 18.5 feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 1.39 acres. The project is located at 225 East Hospitality Lane within the commercial regional zone. Our environmental determination was categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332 infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. And our recommendation is to move forward with the adoption and approval of the project.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Would you like to add anything to that, Elizabeth?
Yes, I wanted to provide the applicant with a tentative, with a draft resolution. This is not the final resolution. Once we received all the remaining standard conditions or recommendations, we'll have that final for you.
And as we go around with the advanced conditions, you'll get copies of those as well, so you don't have to take feverish notes as we go along. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah.
Only comment that I had was regarding the parking stalls. I want to make sure I understand what you're asking for the variance. The 18.6 that you're asking for reduction in parking space, that includes the overhang into the landscaping?
No, it does not.
It's dimensioned that way on this drawing, it's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, it looks dimensioned like that, but it's not part of that setback on the southerly portion, right? It's not, it's separate from the, or what overhang? Yeah, the 2.5 overhang. It isn't within that.
Use your good eye, Gary.
It's dimensioned that way on all of them.
On all of them, okay.
So I just want to clarify that with the engineer. Normally, you're not allowed to encroach.
Yeah, we are.
2.5 feet plus the 18.5. You need 16.5 foot net, and then overhang is what we normally, as a minimum, will allow typically.
Yeah, the 18.5, the 2.5 overhang is not overhanging within that setback. So it's on the south side, but on the north side.
Actually, it looks like not on all of them.
On all of them?
Yes. Is your engineer present? Can you
answer? Yeah, just
yeah, so on the south side you have the 10 foot setback, and then you have the 2.5 foot overhang not within that setback.
I'm not talking about the setback for buildings 10 foot. I'm talking about the setback overhang of the car.
Where a potential wheel stop is, where's the overhang for the wheel to stop and the front of the car to hang over?
Right, the curb would appear to be 16 feet away from the back of the stall, the way that's dimensioned.
Yes,
that's correct.
Okay, yes.
Which is normally, if we do this, we go 16.5 plus 2.5. So the curb portion is 16.5.
So that's what the
instead
exception
of 16.
Is.
The exception
is to make it 16.
To make it 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the purpose of the exception.
Yes.
What we needed to do was to accommodate the requirement for a 30-foot fire lane across the front, and so in order
in front
to do
of the building?
Yeah,
yes.
In order to do that, we had to we worked backwards, you know, the 30, and then everything what you have left over is, and that's why we came up with the exception.
Okay. So the 24 on the back side of that loop is okay with fire?
Yeah, we worked that out.
Okay.
Then your 40-inch clear and for the sidewalk.
And it looks like the accessible spaces, you've used the full 19-foot
correct.
Spaces.
Yes.
Okay. That was my only question.
So for this site, we also receive a prelim WQMP. One thing that we want to see from that prelim WQMP is the document for the 4 feet drainage easement to the southerly portion. I believe it was in the comment also. Those could be addressed to us during the final plan check. I want to make sure that it's for the benefit of this property, not those.
The title company should be able to provide that.
Okay. And since this site is over 1 acre, a split would be required, and going to be a demo permit also for this project, and just a typical standard comment. That's good.
Did you pass out?
Yeah, we gave the copy.
I have this about the drainage and flood. Is that the same one?
Yeah, that's the same one.
Thank you. Fernando, anything to add?
No study will be required for this project.
Some said it's okay.
Robert, anything for us?
Just to make sure the driveway that's there looks to be ADA compliant, just make sure it's ADA compliant. And that's the frontage you got. I have nothing else.
So the existing structure has services now.
Yes.
Existing did. How many units are the existing?
It was 91 units.
It was 91 units, and mm-hmm. You're proposing 70.
70.
Okay, yes. So you wouldn't have to pay anything more as far as sewer capacity fees, because you're actually reducing the number. You didn't not get a refund though for the amounts that were previously paid, but with the existing structure, they don't have fire sprinklers.
Nothing.
So I'm imagining the new ones are gonna need to be sprinkled, so you'll need to apply for a fire service from the water departments for that portion. And that's just a notified application that's available on our website, or you can come by the customer service department to provide that to you as well. Then we'll do an estimate and provide you the cost for installing the fire service for that.
Okay. Is this something that the city has their own contractor or the owner has?
We have our own crews, so we'll do the work in the public right away. And then anything on site, you'll have your own contractor perform that work.
And the design and everything has to be our responsibility as
well. That's correct. And I'm sure that the building department will have some more comments for you regarding that for the fire service.
And regarding the existing sewer line that we can reuse, since I'm assuming it's enough to
should be, as long as you're planning to reuse it in the existing location, then you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you proposing any type of kitchen, whether it just be a warming kitchen or anything for continental breakfast, anything like that?
For the continental breakfast, yes.
Okay. And it's just standard plan check procedure, including permit application. If you have any questions, give me a call. I'll submit all the information that environmental control requires to be required to be submitted to environmental control directly.
Thank you. Tracy, anything for us?
Okay. So the enclosure location is acceptable. You just need to follow our standard. Your gates are not in the correct location, so relocate your gates to meet our standard plan 508. And then you'll work with the building department to modify for ADA. But that's all.
Thank you. Sarah, anything for us, please?
For us, we've talked before on this project, so it's for us the same standards requirements. I just want to reiterate the fact that all your services for the fire systems needs to be out. If you are going to use the existing, then we need to make sure that it's still, you're going to have modifications, I think, to it, irregardless. So we'll have to work with the water department on that. Other than that, it's just standard requirements for us. That's it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Standard requirements, just wanted to note, for that trash enclosure, you need to show the path of travel, you know, for accessibility. So I know you indicated it when, you know, on the site to the, you know, your accessible parking, but I need to follow the complete path all the way to the trash enclosure.
I'm sorry, I thought we showed that.
From the back area.
Because your trash enclosure is back over here in the corner, so you're going to have to create, and this is something we'll look in and plan check. So
it's through the back.
Oh, back here?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay, so we're going to come this way. Okay.
Yes.
That's what they're proposing.
Okay. Is there a pool going inside or
indoor pool?
Okay.
There's an indoor pool.
All right, so yeah, we'll need to see the design on that. Health department gets involved with that because it's a public pool.
Right.
Health department has to get involved with public, anywhere the public access.
Thank you. Did you have any questions of any of the committee members? Any clarification or what have you?
Yeah, just a quick clarification. As far as the health department review for the pool, does that have to be done before the permit is issued, or can it be like before submittal for later?
It could be during the process, after you pull the permit.
Okay.
It's just by the time we get to final, we want health department to go out there and do their inspections.
Right.
Okay.
Anyone else? Nothing? With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2017-041, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 1705. Entertain that motion, please.
That motion.
Second.
Okay. Congratulations. Look forward to having you back in town.
Thank you.
Almost, Kathy. Almost.
Based on the data that has to be used.
Of course.
But,
come on, don't be shy.
I'm just doing all these.
Shall Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number four for us, please?
Yes, this is pre-application 17-10, a request to allow the development establishment and operation of mobile home park comprised of 51 individual units, along with the required on and off site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 6.79 acres. My understanding is that this is to be primarily for seniors, 55 and above, is that correct?
55 and above.
The property is located at north of Highland Avenue and east of Piedmont Avenue within the, sorry, that's incorrect, residential medium RM zone. And this is just a preliminary review, so no action is required today.
Thank you. Eric Seachai, would you like to start us off, please?
The only question I had was regarding the title report. We haven't seen a title report for this site yet. I'd want to make sure that the MWD easements reflected on any kind of design as far as building on top of it. Make sure that that agrees with the easements you've got for MWD.
We've met with staff and we all agree on how to deal with it.
Okay.
But you're going to want to see.
Right. We'd want to see that you've officially met with them. We did
that before we even got started because of the obvious.
It kind of goes right through the middle of the site.
Yeah, right through the middle.
And then it doesn't show any preliminary grading per se. And obviously, we're going to want to see, even to the point, maybe when you get ready to submit it, some sort of conceptual grading. There is quite a bit of fall across there, obviously. And mobile home sites, sometimes it's tough to get everything to work. So we'd like to see some sort of preliminary grading as soon as possible.
Try to find an engineer in California that's ever done a mobile home park. It took me 6 months to find one.
There's not that many anymore. I've done a mobile home park when I had private practice. That was very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I found one guy, and it's been so long since he'd been in business. He said he threw up his hands. I've known Warren for years, and he's done some redesign on some mobile home parks. So he's up on it.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my comment.
Just the standard conditions like WQMP. We want to see a prelim WQMP submitted prior to the entitlement. Also, the site will need to have a SWIP for the constructions. And this is going to be in East Valley Water, so any on-site sewer is going to need to come with the grading permit plan that going to submit to us. And no further comment. Everything is just standard as other projects.
Thank you. Fernando?
Looks like there's no traffic study needed for this project.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
Looks like we already have existing curb gutter and a sidewalk in that area. Put your driveway in, just make sure it makes ADA. There's an existing street light out there. I'd like to change the head from the standard. It might be high pressure sodium. We're going to change that up to an LED. Just take the head off, put the new LED head inside there. With that street light pole, and I think there's a sign that's out there, we just want to make sure that we have the 48-inch clear around it, bypass, the ADA bypass around it. With the grading, when you resubmit the grading, I'm just a little more curious on that northerly driveway that's proposed. It seems to be very steep. We just want to make sure that it's going to be capable of entering or exiting. Even though it's considered an emergency, we still want to make sure it's going to still fit within the requirements that we have for design.
Do you have any recommendation on the steepness maximum?
We do have a couple policies that are on there. They're all on their website, but I can also hand them over, and then you can think she can pass them on. Chantal, sorry.
Yeah, I can pass them on.
I think that was it. Sorry. Oh, the right of way says existing. I want to double check that just to make sure if we can ask for a 5-foot dedication or not. I'm not too sure. I have to really look at that street again. I can't remember. But it wouldn't. We wouldn't be asking the curb to be widened. It'd just be the dedication, if it's even needed. I'd have to double check on that.
And And that would be along the Piedmont then?
Yeah, there's only frontages Piedmont. I don't think it frontages any other street.
Thank you. Ted, anything for us?
This is actually in East Valley Water District service area, so you're going to contact them for both water and sewer.
Right.
You will contact us, the San Diego Water Department. They're going to redirect you to us for the sewer capacity fees that's associated with this. That's because we have a wastewater treatment plant. Right now, East Valley Water District does not. All their waste comes to San Bernardino. So the impact of the treatment plant is handled by us, so we will...
I'm just glad there's no real controversy about the sewer discharge out of Island.
It wouldn't be with you. It'd be between the two purveyors.
Right. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, there is.
They want to build their own treatment plant right now. So if you want, you can contact me when you're ready, and I'll give you an application. I'll forward you an application.
Does it look like Metro is going to build a plant for you?
Who's that?
Metropolitan Water.
No, not that I'm aware of.
I thought they were actually building the plant, but I'm way behind them.
Yeah, not for us. It might be for one of our neighboring agencies, but not for us.
Thank you. Robert, anything for us?
Is there a proposed car wash area or any wash rack of any type for the residents? Is there a proposed recreation center with a kitchen?
There will be a kitchen.
A cooking area?
Kitchens.
Okay. It's just standard plan check, or standard environmental control plan check requirements. Also hand you a food service permit application. These documents will need to be submitted to environmental control directly.
That's it. Thank you, Robert. Gracie, anything for us?
Do you mind if I just go ahead? Sorry, I don't mean to step on your toes.
No.
I just wanted to give him my comments really quickly.
Go ahead.
So I have my planning comments here, basically just stating some of the different studies that will be required because of the size of the parcel. An initial study will be required prior to submittal. This will be, once the formal submittal comes in, it will be for development permit type P, which will be for review by the Planning Commission. And then we have a few additional studies that are required, and I've listed the sections of the development code that you want to follow for design review.
Do you have an idea who's going to prepare the initial study, for you?
We'll come up with somebody that you guys just love.
Okay. you're making presumptions that we love anyone.
They're going to suggest that you love them.
Okay.
Right.
As you talk to folks, to field who you may or may not use, be aware that we're in the process of preparing a standardized template for our initial studies and mitigating big decks. It should be completed probably within the next couple of weeks. And so we allow the applicant to retain their own consultant to have it prepared, but now we're going to have to ask them to use our template so that there's a standardization of that. So just so you can pass that along. And if they have any questions, they can contact either myself or Chantal as they follow up on that.
We do know that in dealing with you guys, we have to comply with all your regulations. Then we have to go over and apply to HUD and get their review and approvals and everything. So it's a complicated process to keep everybody happy.
Right. Okay. Sure. Thank you. Gracie?
Yes. So each unit, we'll call it that, will be receiving their own individual collection through the small containers, the residential carts. So each unit will need to have a 4x11 concrete pad located out of view for the storage of those containers.
4x11 pad?
To store the trash containers. But I've listed that for you in my comments. We also want to make sure, and we'll defer to the standard county fire provides, but I'm not sure that this hammerhead is adequate for the truck to I'll make the turn, but we'll defer to their standard. We just want to make sure that once the truck is in there, they can, you know, turn around and service the other direction. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Sarah, thank you for us.
A few things. I'll start with the clubhouse. How big is the proposal on the square footage on the clubhouse? Is it over 5,000 square feet?
I doubt if it would be 5,000 square feet.
I don't think so. It went with the standard set out for mobile home parks, number of residents.
So just keep that 5,000 square foot in mind, and if it's over 100 occupant load, you will have to put fire sprinklers in it, okay? Because it's an A.
Okay.
Over 5,000, or 100 occupants, it's sprinkled.
And then going back to the, since we have, we can only comment on access and water supply on this particular site. Because you're in the hazardous fire area, you're looking at a 30-foot required access throughout the park. We would also look at two ways in and out of the property. I know you have gates for emergency access only. One of those you could use as a fire department access only, but it would have to be a 35-foot width
35.
Requirement. Yes. If you want to go less than that and go back to the 30, it needs to be open and accessible to the tenants. We can talk separately about all these.
And are you saying all the drive aisles have to be a minimum of 30?
30, because you're in the hazardous fire, and you're over 30 units.
Wow. That's going to be tough.
So.
You have to do 30-foot streets?
Instead of 26.
Yeah.
Because you're in the hazardous fire, not because of anything other than that, and you're pushing your 30 units. And then the spacing on the hydrants, just make sure that complies with the flow and the spacing. They seemed a little sporadic. And then your hammerhead's shy. So just, we have a standard on our website, our county website. Make sure you comply with the standard for the depths on that.
What is it? I think it's 70 feet, isn't it?
You're 70 feet width. Yeah, but this depth is only 20 feet wide right here, the width of this. So make sure that you comply with the county standard for your hammerheads. Other than that, it's standard requirements for us.
Thank you, Sarah. Todd?
You know, standard requirements for plan check for the site built. So your clubhouse, any other, you know, permanent built structures out there.
Michael? Thank you. Okay. Do you have any questions of any of the committee members or any clarification on anything? Anyone else
this time? No.
I have something to add, sorry. I forgot to mention. I see that the emergency access road was proposed on the adjoining property to the south. Is that something that we're going to get an easement for?
I think that the underlying map granted the easement.
The easements are on the parcel map. Yes, they exist.
It's in the owner's certificate.
I mean, it's safe for building setback as far as like the map shows. It doesn't seem like it shows us an easement.
Well, under the owner's certificate.
And that easement that runs, is it the one right behind Walmart, correct? That whole shopping center? There's definitely a drop difference between the existing parcel and that. How do you plan on meeting
that access right there too?
The degree of the...
We have that access shown on there. It's flat.
Right, so you're going to bring it way down to meet the...
No, it doesn't have to come down. It's pretty much at grade.
It is?
It's steep to here, and then they flatten it, and then it looks like it increases again.
Yeah, it increases
after that.
Depending on what their grading is, it may be able to be flat.
And we have to put a little bridge over that
bridge
goes down through there.
Yeah.
We'll have to drain over that. And to answer his question about the access going into the easement there, according to the grading permit, it says anything that has utilities is considered a thoroughfare and can be granted as an easement to the as a right of way to the County San Bernardino.
We just want to see clarification, not now, but we would want to see that before we issue grading permits, that that's cleared up.
Okay.
That we have proof of that. And is this a rental park, I assume?
It's a rental park.
You don't own your own space. Okay.
Yeah, and for fire, that proposed second, third egress point right there, we just need to make sure that we can make that turn with the existing buildings that are here and what they have stored out there. they drop a lot of their Connex boxes right out here. It's very narrow, especially in the holiday season. So I just want to make sure that this is all acceptable with grade. What's that?
What are your radius requirements?
Well, I can give that to you in our standards. It varies. There's a few, it's a 40 and a 19.
Anything else? Anything left? Anything else, Chantal? Good. There's no recommended action that's needed on this item. We look forward to seeing your formal application, and we'll take it from there. Thank you very much.
Unless they get rid of the standards.
Last revised, 3.68.
Guys, it's been a long time since anybody has seen a mobile home park, and a lot of political problems have been resolved. Why I'm interested in this is that it's significantly smaller than a lot of the mobile home parks. So you're taking advantage of, it's a smaller site, smaller units are going to go on this site. There's a trend in real estate, residential real estate for sure, about downsizing because of the utility costs and all this stuff. We're trying to take advantage of that and prove that it can work. It also opens up a way that we can prove that some of the smaller parks can be rejuvenated. So this is kind of a pilot program for all of Southern California in a lot of ways. With long-term leases and everything, the political aspects of this should be been dealt with. So there'll be people paying attention to this.
Thank you.
Got assigned a staff position here.
You're doing all the talking.
My contact information is in the comments.
Okay, good.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Show them the way, Chantal, so they don't get broken up.
Previous case,
you give you a copy. Okay, DRC Kathy, you're up. If you'd like, or you could just sit there. Just
I was just here to
lobby or.
Just show my support and thank you for paying attention to the project, caring about the project.
Okay, item number 5 is development permit type D1707 and subdivision 1704. This item, we prepared a mitigative negative declaration and initial study. We are asking for it to be released for the 30-day public review period. The request is to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial warehouse building containing approximately 173,000 square feet. The site consumes 14 acres, which will be consolidated, and it has a total of 8.56 acres. It's located on the southeast corner of Benedict Road and Sunnyside Avenue, and it's located within the industrial light zone. And again, our recommendation is just to release the document for public review, as we did with that last, with one of our prior items a couple of meetings ago. We will transmit a copy of that initial study for you, so you'll have the traffic study and some of the other studies that are required as part of that initial study. So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to release that document, please.
That motion?
Second.
Okay. So we'll talk and get that
sounds
guy
great.
Out.
Thank you. You're actually, it was very entertaining listening to all that. Yeah.
You can tell Ned that we gave you a hard time.
Just one question here. Because if it's just the standard industrial warehouse compared to a high cube warehouse, there's a difference with the trip generation. So we just want to make it clear.
All right, so I'm sure that'll be analyzed. I think that was
high cube.
High cube. Okay.
Can I just put a reminder in that the site plan needs to indicate where the trash and compactors are going to go?
Okay.
One for trash, one for recycling.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. We're at 11:05.
Second.
Thank you. We'll see you on the 20th. Thank you very much.